This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the New World screwworm has not entered U.S. herds, but the threat has officials on guard. The parasite can devastate livestock, particularly cattle, and poses risks to any mammal. A recent case of a U.S. traveler returning from El Salvador underscored that danger. With cattle and other animals at stake, prevention efforts remain a top priority to keep the pest from reaching American livestock. We'll get an update from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins coming up next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the fight against the New World screwworm is part of a broader push to guard American agriculture from outside threats. She pointed to a new pre-clearance inspection and treatment program launched with Mexico in February as the frontline defense for livestock moving across the southern border. Rollins noted that the U.S.-Mexico partnership is stronger and more transparent than it has been in decades, a critical advantage as both countries work to keep the parasite from spreading even further.
In February, USDA and Mexico implemented a comprehensive pre-clearance inspection and treatment protocol to ensure safe movement of our livestock across the southern border. Many have said, I've only been on the job about 7 or 8 months, but many have said that our partnership with Mexico right now is as strong and as transparent as it has been in decades. So grateful to my counterpart, Secretary Julio Burdigay over there, and we'll continue to work daily with him.
Rollins added that the U.S. is backing up that partnership with boots on the ground. She said USDA and other agencies are deploying staff, expertise, and resources directly into Mexico to work alongside their counterparts. While acknowledging that Mexico lacks the same level of resources as the U.S., Rollins stressed that this joint effort marks the first time American personnel have been embedded at this scale to strengthen defenses against parasites.
The government of Mexico does not have the same resources that we have in America, so we are investing and deploying multitudes of our staff and team and expertise, again, for the first time, directly into Mexico to work alongside their government.
Mexico's decision to halt cattle movement in affected areas is another layer of defense in the broader strategy to keep screwworm contained. By limiting the spread within its own borders, Mexico is helping reduce the risk of infected animals approaching the U.S. and adding strength to the eradication efforts already underway. The move, backed by U.S. cooperation, is seen as a major step forward in pushing the parasite farther south and eventually eliminating it.
We will continue to ensure that no matter the circumstance, our U.S. food supply will remain safe. Thankfully, in addition to the U.S. southern port closures, Mexico has agreed within their borders to halt all animal movement in affected zones. So this is a really big deal. They're not moving all their cattle to our border and then they sit there. Mexico has agreed to stop all movement of their cattle. This was a few months ago, and we believe that will continue to help us push the New World screwworm back to the Darien Gap and hopefully towards eradication.
For American farmers and ranchers, these precautions are about more than avoiding inconvenience. They're about protecting the nation's food supply and preserving the health of livestock herds. An outbreak on U.S. soil would bring a devastating animal loss and major economic consequences. That's why officials stress that cooperation with Mexico, continued with surveillance and rapid response, is essential to ensure the screwworm does not gain a foothold in the U.S. I'm Dustin Huffman.